Now, let's go to business with Giles Beckford. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning to you, Corin.
It's a week of Wall Street, is it? They're getting worried about inflation again.
They are indeed. Some numbers out overnight showing a stronger than expected rise in wages. And, of course, that feeds into the inflation story. Suggests that inflation is a bit more embedded and persistent than previously thought. And, of course, that immediately goes to dampening hopes of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, which incidentally releases its latest decision about this time tomorrow morning. So at the moment, the Dow Jones average is down just under 1%. The S&P 500 is also down around 0.9%, and the NASDAQ is 1% lower. Our own top 50 index gained 41 points yesterday, about a third of a percent. And the New Zealand dollar, with those stronger US dollar and because of the inflation numbers there, or the wages numbers, the Kiwi is sitting just on 59 US cents and around 91 Australian.
Now, confirmation likely today that unemployment has been ticking up.
Undoubtedly, the expectation is somewhere around 4.2%. Now, this is not going to be reflecting the big layoffs that have been mooted in the public service. This is essentially the economy that's still making jobs, still creating jobs, and there could be a reasonable show of strength there. But we've just been swamped by workers, by migrants, and so too few jobs for the people who are out there, and that will see unemployment most likely rise. And people will, of course, will be seeing what the wages strength is, and that will feed into how the RBNZ thinks about interest rates as well. Elsewhere in our main news, we're looking at a strong rise in company liquidations, and house prices dipped a bit lower in April as high interest rates continue to deter buyers.